We're talking to Alexa Clausen of the Pella Christian Bowling Team. Alexa, you've had a good start to the season thus far. What's some of the preparation that goes into it ahead of these matches that you guys have been having?
I've worked a lot on making sure I'm the right distance away from the foul line.
So that's always good. Now, going into those matches on Saturdays, what's some of the routine that you go through to get yourself ready and in the right mindset to bowl at the highest level? I know that's something that Coach Blunk talks a lot about is, making sure you bowl your best. What's some of that preparation that you do to get ready?
I just clear my head a lot because when I get in my head, my game isn't always the best.
Yeah, and you definitely don't want to be in your head a lot. And you guys had two matches already, and now you've got this holiday break to give yourself a little bit of time to reset and refocus for the remainder of the season here. And coming out of the break, what are some of the goals that you have in mind to further advance your game to the point from where it's at right now?
Probably just to about bowl where I am, if not a little higher.
Yeah. And so as you go through the holiday break, what are some of the things that you do to stay prepared for when the season resumes here after a week or two off?
Me and my dad will probably go to bowling alley somewhere about once or twice.
And when you guys bowl, what are some of the things that you guys do to help keep yourselves or keep you ready to go?
We do a lot of like placement of the ball and figuring out the best way to pick up spares.
Say the spare, I'm sure, is one of the tougher parts of the game. How do you prepare yourself mentally in those situations to pick up those tougher spares? I know, like splits and stuff like that. How do you go about preparing for those?
If I know I can't get all of them, I normally go to get one, and then if I hit that one right, it can pick up the rest of them.
Awesome. Well, Alexa, thanks for the time. I appreciate getting to sit down and talk bowling a little bit with you here, and we look forward to seeing how the rest of the season goes.